Time for an experiment. Relax your body as much as you're able. Relax it completely. Every inch of it. Each part that might normally have tension. And yes, this includes your cock. It can be hard if it gets hard on its own. But touching yourself is not, at this moment, the point. Instead, relax. There's going to be a little bit of back and forth, of counting up and down, of rendering you into a state where you can accept one powerful suggestion. But first you need to affirm it. Admit it. You want to experience the most powerful ruined orgasm you can. Powerful in that your sheer wanting, your sheer need, your denial of self will reach a crescendo, a depth you did not know existed, and you'll be left changed. You want to ruin, to perfectly, completely, thoroughly ruin. You want to go deep to achieve this, and you will follow where I lead, so the deeper places inside your mind can be highlighted, elevated, empowered, and given the ability to render you receptive to, open to, sensitive to, a ruined orgasm where your hands leave your cock the very instant you start to come, and you're left deprived and throbbing in the open. That perfect experience, made more powerful by pre-suggestion, post-suggestion, and triggered response where you enter trance. Right as you get there, you wish to feel it affect you thus. And so, you want to go deep to make that happen, the best ruined orgasm possible. Admit that. Your mind, for a moment, may consider the alternative of failing to admit it. But the more you think about it, the more you fixate on it, the more you imagine the idealized ruined orgasm, the more potent its imagery grows in your head. The more you fixate and focus, the more potent it becomes. Until, yes, you have come to a place inside your head where you simply have to admit it. Admit what you want. Declare that what you desire is to experience the most powerful ruined orgasm possible. To ruin and feel it in your entire being. Sensitive and ready and receptive to your own ruining. Your own machination, which is just to admit that you want to go deep so you can have the ideal, perfect, absolute, thorough expression of a ruined orgasm that takes your mind away and leaves you wanting so hard, so hot, denied in the wake of starting to come and your hands falling away in blankness, leaving you deprived and open to it, leaving you responsible for this new experience. Relaxing your body deeper. 10. 9. Relaxing, knowing that the goal is to have the best ruined orgasm possible. You've accepted it. 8. 7. 7. 6. Each moment that you focus on ruining, you think about the disorganized mental state that happens when you're getting close. When you're almost there. 7 to 6. 6 to 5. Relax, arms by your sides, and deeper down, getting nearer, nearer to a relaxed, deep state from which you can be taken to an enhanced, ruined orgasm. And 3, and wake up, up, sit up. Position your body a little bit more up, that's okay. And relax. Slump back into the position you were in a moment ago, and follow the numbers down, quicker this time, to 10 and 9, just like it is when you're edging, and at 9 and 8 and 8 and 7, edging and getting closer, and finding that the point of no return is nearer to the beginning of your masturbation than it used to be, 7 and 6 and 6 and 5, because you know that once you've started edging, once you've started wanting it, it gets easier and easier to get to the point where you're coming, and therefore the point where you're ruining. 4 and 3, 3 and 2, and up. Sit up, wake up. Get yourself up a little. It's okay. All right. And relax. And just like with edging, just like with systematically falling deep, you know you can go deeper if you rubber band up like that. You know you can have a ruined orgasm that is more powerful if you edge a few times, edge a few times, edge a few times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, and 2, and 1. Back down with me. Deep down with me, hearing my voice, feel how rubber banding like that has made you more open, that fractionated, somewhat confused mind. Feel how ready you are. It's the same way with ruining. Look forward to it enough, and the nature of the thing changes. Look forward to the ruined orgasm enough, and your body gets more sensitive from it, waits for it, wants to truly long to come, and yet still adhere to your rules, your nature, your way of sexually interacting with your body. Your cock is a cock that ruins. Your mind is a mind that knows just where your hands go when you start to come. You have powerfully intertwined those signals, and now you're able to benefit from all that hard work and training with the strongest, most potent yearning. It is a yearning deep in your soul. You want to keep going, but you know there's joy and pleasure and hypnotic training attached to the idea of ruining your orgasm and letting your hands fall away. If you look forward to it enough, the nature of the thing changes. And that's why the next time you ruin, after this primer, after this file, is going to be the best time. It's going to be better than before. Enhanced. Empowered, because you want it, because you look forward to it, because you've affirmed your desire for it, and because your mind's in that fuzzy, little bit confused, little bit deep space. It's okay if you keep listening to me, it'll make sense at the end. It'll make sense when you're given a special instruction. But the next time's going to be the best time. So deeper. Mind-melting joy. That's what you feel at the accomplishment of a successful ruined orgasm. Sure, you have the moments where you're sitting there, jolting, grabbing for it, trying to get yourself to come, because your brain tells you you have to. And in that moment, you're just a passenger in that brain. That brain's confused, too. Just like the muzzy, fuzzy, fantastically, pleasantly deep mind that we're dealing with now. Confused in different ways, but for much the same purpose. To bring more joy and understanding of pleasure to your life. So listen, feel that self-same joy, that ecstatic, wonderful, I want to ruin my orgasm craving. And you do have a craving. That's okay. When it feels that good to let your hands fall hypnotized by your side while your brain is telling you to jerk your cock, but your body knows, and really part of your mind knows, you'll feel even better if you accomplish your goal. If you wait, ruining is a peculiar and special treat, one you're all too happy to pursue. You appreciate it more than anyone else. Your responsibility to human experience is to pursue ruined orgasm, to be indulgent in that experience, to explore what it feels like to ruin and ruin and ruin better every time, to edge train yourself, to hypnotically train yourself, to hone your ability to really want the orgasm yet set it aside anyway, to ruin it in a state of denial as an act of dedication to yourself and your training. And yes, to these words, ruining is a peculiar special treat and you appreciate it more than anyone else. It is your responsibility to the human experience to see just how far you can go, just how badly you can need it, how close you can come to coming, and yet still let your arms go slack. You are exploring this. You are learning this. You will learn to be the perfect example of the ruined orgasm brought to the real, deeper and back up, deeper and back up and deep. Edge training has prepared you. Training through edging will prepare you to have a better ruined orgasm. To know how close you can go, to make it a little longer or a little shorter, whatever most affects you, whatever puts you into emotional transports of delight and denial at the same time. That's what ruining is. That's what your ruined orgasm is and will be. Ruin it by taking your hands off your cock right as you squirt, right as you spurt. Ruin it by removing your hands and pulsing openly and vacantly, blankly and completely in the air. There may be some release, there may be some fluid, but you know. You are going to experience this ruined orgasm as a complete deprivation of self, deprivation of the desire, of all the work and edging that goes into forming it. The next one, the best one, better and better every time. The next one, powerfully, emotionally moving, mentally just causing you to surrender. In your mind, that breakage where you feel like you need to come, but you hold off. Your hands fall away. You're left uselessly spurting as your ruined, denied dick takes the pleasure. Just has to take the pleasure deep. This is your destiny. This is what all the training is about. And sure, you might need some tender, loving care after. You might be racked, exhausted, sweated, almost unconscious. But the next time you edge, it will go on and on and on. It will continue. Imagine an orgasm that you stopped. And rather than petering out and fading away, it stayed right at the edge of being one, in that nascent pre-orgasmic stage where you want it, you want it, your hands want to fly back, as if the opportunity window to stop ruining were forever. And so you're sitting there, having ruined your orgasm, still feeling able to reach back and start it, but knowing that because of your discipline, because of your destiny, because of your edge training, you are going to keep ruining it, ruining it, ruining it. The next time you edge, it will go on and on and on and on. And that's just who you are, how you feel. You're going to need it. You're going to need to feel that true ruining, that true complete ruining of mind and body where you've just come. It feels like your cum is pent up in your cock, only little spurts making it out. Your hands desperately, almost biologically, want to latch back on. Your brain is insisting you must because it would feel so good. But your hands are by your sides, maybe clenching into your thighs, maybe grabbing the surface you're laying on, and your cock just jolts. Your cock just jerks in thin air. Maybe you feel it in your brain before you even realize what your body's doing. Carrying that orgasm, that almost orgasm, that edged, ruined world, on and on and on. The next time you edge to prepare yourself for ruining, go and go and go. Pleasure builds and builds, dripping away. The next time you edge to prepare for ruining, you'll make your ruined orgasm better. Through thinking of this, perhaps looping this in the background, thinking of these words, these encouragements, you're deeper, falling. Sinking, in fact, sinking into your awareness of just how completely ruined and wrecked you're going to be after your next ruined orgasm, your next massive pleasure of an intellectual sort, as physical pleasure gets denied, denying your cock, melting your mind, leaking your thoughts. It's what you want, it's what you need, and it's what you're headed for. It is the destination. Even if you pushed against it, it's your destiny. It's the path you will follow, that you've been training to follow. A massive ruined orgasm that's only going to increase the ones afterward. That's what your edging training is for. It's there to make you have fewer, but more powerful ruined orgasms. Ruining your orgasms is a deep, powerful, submissive connection you have to yourself, to your training, to everything that you want to make your sexual experience into. You desire this. That's why you've come this far. Listen to this many. Affirm your own desires. And that's what'll make the next ruined orgasm truly memorable. Working yourself up to it with mad desperation and then just stopping. Putting so much work into building the ideal experience. Maybe even looping this audio in the background. But it's all just so you can ruin it at the end. Ruin it and lay there, white knuckle clenching, trying to keep from touching your cock, while your brain tells you you have to, while your body insists hormonally that you must keep touching it once the orgasm arrives, letting the unsatisfying just a few little jolts, just a few little pumps of a ruined orgasm happen. But with help from your edging and your training and being deep, and then up, and three, and two, and one, deep, Being down like this, with assistance from this, the ruining can be more profound. It is your destiny to ruin your every orgasm, to edge yourself up, get yourself worked up, and then surrender and give in to trance. When you come, your whole body trances. Your hands fall away from your cock because they can't keep muscular tension anymore. And that means it's not going to get the stimulation. Even clenching the muscles inside your body to help it becomes impossible. So you're just ruining. But if that ruined orgasm stretched on and on and on, longer and longer, hotter and heavier, and it just continued, then you'd really be caught in it, locked in it, have to just lay there with your arms by your sides while your cock tries to come, tries to come, tries to come, caught on the edge, not quite done, but still letting out no more cum, still letting out no more pleasure, your hands aside, the twitching continues, your cock stays almost hard as it orgasms or tries to, and it's unsatisfying because it needs your hands to bring it to completion, but your dedication to ruining means you're not going to touch it, you're not going to reach for it, you're just going to live through the aftershocks, the denial, the biological ache from your brain that tells you you have to bring this thing to completion and yet cannot, do not. Instead, you lay there, twitching, letting out pathetic whimpers, perhaps, and that's okay. Anything you do to build up this ruined orgasm, this next wonderful ruining climax in your brain, makes it stronger. Anything you do to build that ruined world where your body is just left exhausted, pleasured intellectually, but physically denied, physically deprived of orgasm, instead ruining it every time, always ruining it or edging. That's all the sex and interaction you have, ruining, edging. But ruining and edging are all you need when you bring them to a state of such perfection, when you learn them deeply. So learn deeply to edge better. Learn deeply to ruin every orgasm, especially this next one. The next time you ruin your orgasm, which I encourage you to do right after this, the next time you ruin your orgasm, you could even do it right now. It's going to be more intense. It's going to be tied in to all these instructions, all these ideas, all these thoughts I've given you that you've willingly taken into your head. Your edging has been training. Your mind is in a state of training. You are easily trained to edge, easily trained to ruin. And your ruined orgasm is a powerful, influential, important part of your life, something you trend toward, something you learn to do better. You want to learn to do it better. You want to feel the sense of accomplishment at ruining your orgasm perfectly. So you're going to, and it's going to go on and on and on, filling your mind and body with a sense of denial and satisfaction, achievement and yet deprivation at the same time, teaching you all about just how much you can need something. Need it in your head, even though you're denying it. Need it in your body, even though you're setting it aside and avoiding it. How much you can crave something, but still let it pass you by. Pass you by in the little spurts and spasms of your dick. Pass you by in the way your brain just fails to get what it thinks it wants, and is forced instead to accept what you have trained yourself to want, what you have laid out as your destiny, the thing you're always trending toward, always moving toward, a better and better ruined orgasm, the best one, upcoming, powerfully, manifest, ever-present. You're always trending toward that ruined orgasm. You're always pursuing that moment where you're going to ruin it. And you can see it coming from a mile away. When you stimulate, you know. You know what your destiny is, your destination is. So, in that next one, you now have even more loading up your expectations. You're aware of what's going to happen, how it's going to go on and on and on with you in a fuzzy haze, rising up, falling down, rising up, falling down. The deeper you go, the more confused you get about whether you're up from trance or down from trance, the easier it's going to be for that orgasm to stretch out, ruined, racked, completely wrecked, your mind trying to find purchase, but scrabbling away. Wet, hot, dripping, almost spurted cum, and your hands by your sides, weak, blank, empty. Just having to experience it. You want to experience it. So pursue the perfect, lasting, ruined orgasm you're now primed to have. And if you loop these instructions in the background, it's just going to make it more effective. If you edge, it'll just make it more effective. If you try to keep your hands on your cock and keep stimulating, you know it would ruin your streak. And you want to ruin your orgasm. It's your priority. It's what you trend toward. It's what's going to happen to you. So you might as well enjoy it.